Shalom, this is Billy Brim and the voice of One Witness Radio Broadcast. Early on in my ministry, in the 1970s and 80s, the Lord gave me a revelation of the glory of God. It was all-consuming to me for many years. I wrote the book, The Blood and the Glory. Recently, he told me to go back to Collinsville and teach in the place where it originally came, because in these days, the church must don glory.
Now, another night is the chili story. A completely different night.
Oh, okay.
Now, on a completely different night, a cold winter's night, I made chili, and everybody said, I made the best chili. Even Kent, better than his mother. And so, I made a pot of chili. I'm getting ready to go teach that night at Victory Bible School. And I've got the chili on, you know, and I made a big pan of cornbread. You know, got the hard crust on it and everything for the go with the chili, because we were out of crackers. So Kent comes in the back door, and he says, chili, great. It's cold night, you know, and he gets himself, where are the crackers? And I said, honey, I've made cornbread. I just took it out. It's real hot. It's great. It's right here. Oh, he said, I don't feel like cornbread. I feel like crackers. Now, my flesh wanted to say,
yeah.
Are your legs broken? You have a brand new pickup out there. I'm going to teach the Bible. That's what my flesh wanted to say. But I went over to my handy dandy cabinet door. Love is not touchy or fretful or resentful.
Now, wait, Mom.
Now, I've been doing this over and over.
Now, the whole time she's doing it, we're witnessing it. Are you with me?
Yeah.
We're witnessing choices. She could be making other choices.
My flesh wanted to make
Her
other choices.
Her flesh wanted to make another choice. But don't ever underestimate the power of your reaction and your words when somebody says something or does you wrong.
So I open my cabinet door. Now, this is the word, you see. Now, the word is how you get faith. So the faith that the love is in my heart. This is in my heart, not to notice. Love is not touchy or fretful or resentful, takes no account of an evil done to it, pays no attention to a suffered wrong. I turn around to Kent, and I felt in my spirit like a hot volcano. Something came up out of the middle of the volcano, hot, and it went out all through my legs and my arms. I felt it go through my flesh.
Yeah.
It went out my eyes and it went to Kent, and I didn't want anything in the world. Nothing could satisfy me except to get that man crackers. I had to do it to live. And I said, oh, my darling, I will get you some crackers. Now, that Cherokee doesn't know none of any of this. So I'm about to go out the back door. He said, oh, by the way, we're out of coffee. So I get in my car and I go down to, what was the name of that grocery store, your friend?
Okay
Market.
Bonebridge.
And there they have on the butcher paper on the door, on the windows, what you call lost leaders. You're going to lose money on this item just to get folks in the store. They were practically giving away two items, coffee and crackers.
Now, are you done? That's the correct version of that. But what I want you to hear and understand, I'm going to teach you something. That the same thing, that feeling of love, the God got in her. It happened to me. It happened to another man. The Lord told me to tell you three testimonies tonight. And that's one of them. Now, when he first did that and pushed the first button, her flesh, I bet some of you thought, well, you can just go to your mama and get your food. I bet some of you thought you might want to pour the chili on him or something. I bet there was all kinds of things out. Y'all were looking real holy, but she made a... never underestimate the power of your next word. Because it'll either block the blessing. It's a choice you're making. Not only for you, but your family and your calling and the glory. Come on now. connect this thing. There was a bit of time, you know, when it happened. Hers a lot quicker than mine. But let me tell you what happened to me. Later on, I'm coaching baseball. That's what I love to do. I don't want anything to do with the ministry. Terry and all them are happy to be in Branson. I love them, and I go to church, and we pay our tithes, and we're good Christian people, but I love coaching and winning and beating people, and that's fun, and giving God the glory. And we were winning so much, I think we won our second or third championship, and when that happens, people get jealous, you know, and they want what you got without doing what you did to get it. Yeah. And all of a sudden, I get called from practice. A lot of you have heard this story, but now listen to it, tied together with everything else in that verse, bless them and curse not. I get this little guy come down. He says, the superintendent principal want to see you in the office. And it's during practice. This is how we win championships, practice. So I went up there, and the whole board's in there with their suits and superintendent and principal. And he said, Chip, we've got some letters. We got a call from the association, and they have said that there are some people accusing you of illegal recruiting. And I said, ha, I laughed at it. Because I couldn't hardly keep the kids. I ran such a hard, tough program, I barely had enough to play. And I said, yeah, whatever. And Lana, I said, I got to get back to practice. And they said, no, this is serious now. Turn around, sit down. I said, I'm not sitting down. What are you talking about? He said, there are two or three witnesses and people that they're going to have a hearing in 30 days. And I'm here to tell you, nobody's ever won that hearing. And I'm here to tell you, you're going to lose your job in 30 days and you'll never work or coach again. Anywhere. They'll make sure of it in any state, anything. I just started my coaching career. I didn't know there was a Champions for Christ later. I didn't know there was going to be a night like this revealing the glory that I would be speaking. This. Are you with me?
Yeah.
And I said, what do you mean? They said, there's three. I said, who are those people? And they said, well, they're anonymous now, but they're going to show up at the hearing. And I said, you're telling me that I'm about to lose my job in 30 days and somebody's going to take away my home and my kids' food and everything else? They said, that's exactly what we're telling them. And I slammed. I was talking to Harold about 2 years ago. We went over this and he laughs now. I slammed his desk and I said, who is it? Because I'm going to kill him. And I meant it. They're taking everything I've done because I know it's. I haven't been cheating, whether you're sitting there pondering about it or not. I don't know. I know that I didn't. It's a lie. I'm being falsely accused and everything's being taken away from me. Who is it? We don't know. We'll know in 30 days. And I busted out that door. I called off practice. Next day in the paper, Brim cheats for titles, spread, rumors, black marks, all this coming against what? Oh, the unseen, I don't know. The blessings, Champions for Christ, salvation, healings, I don't know. So, I go home and Mom calls me. And she said, you got to do these three things. I said, Mama, first of all, let me tell you this. Nobody has ever won this court case. She said, you got to know Mama in this. I don't care if a million, trillion, gazillion, jillion, billion, zillion never won it. You do what I say because love never fails. Yeah. Now what she's telling me is about what Paul is saying about the next choices you make in this situation are going to affect the outcome. And they're going to affect your children just like the choices she made affected us. And so she said, the first thing you got to do, you quoted that verse, bless them that persecute you and curse not. That was the verse you gave me.
And I gave you the verse where Jesus said, pray for those who persecute
you. Yeah. And I'm saying, Mom, there's no way I can do that. I hate them. I want to kill them. No, you got to do it. Go to number two. She said, I got three. She goes, you got to do number one. I said, I'm not going to do number one. So I'll do two and three. Two-thirds ain't bad. She said, no, I'm not going to number two or tell you until you do number one. I'll do number one. Just tell me two and three. And I wasn't going to do number one. So she said, next, you got to pray in the spirit like you've never prayed before. Because you don't know the things to pray out. You need to pray. I said, I can do that. And then you said, you got to say it with your mouth, because the Bible says, the Bible doesn't say you have whatsoever you think of, it says you have whatsoever you sayeth. You got to say, no weapons formed against me shall prosper. I said, I can say that. And so hung up the phone, and here was my first prayer. Now, this is what Paul was talking about. Now, what did blessed mean? Good words. What did curse mean? Bad words. It's a choice. So here was my first prayer. God, I couldn't think of anything good to say. This may be you, but I'm going to prove to you that it does something. All I could say was, God, bless them. I even said this, which, bless them so much it crushes their house down. That wasn't good. The next day I said, bless them, and didn't do the house thing. That is the length of my prayer of the only good words I could say about those people. But you know what I wasn't doing? Bad words.
Yes.
I had stopped the bad. Oh, come on. Even though it hadn't got from my head to my heart yet. See, a lot of people go, well, God's not going to listen to that. God's a God of the heart, and he goes by the heart. Well, he does. But I'd stopped the curse, evil words. And all I'm doing is, well, bless them. That's all I could say. Bless them. For 2 weeks, that's all I could say. And then all of a sudden, after 2 weeks of, guess what? God and Jesus and the Holy Ghost and angels witnessing me doing that. Witnessing what? You stopped the bad words. Yep. Something came over me in my living room. This deep feeling. It's hard to explain. I can't hardly explain it like Mama can explain it. But the love of God filled me. And I began to see. I stood up and I began to really love them. And I could see them through God's perception. God's eye. That he loved them just as much as he loved me. And maybe they weren't saved. And maybe God needed, you were the witness. They were going to witness you. Maybe God needed me to get them saved. Prayer. I said, oh God, oh God. And then I really, truly began to bless and pray for them.
We have on CD and DVDs the entire seminar revealing the glory that was held in the Glorious Church Fellowship, Collinsville, Oklahoma, March 2014. You've been listening to an excerpt from it. We'll be glad to send you either set, the DVDs for a special price, $75, the CDs, $55. That's $10 below cost on each item. Just call us at 1-800-972-3447 or write us at Post Office Box 40, Branson, Missouri, 65615.